Our story today is called The Best Christmas. The Christmas party was over. Several of the men were sitting at a table reminiscing about the Christmas days of their childhood. The conversation turned to the best Christmas of their lives, and they went around the table, and they noticed one man hadn't said anything. They asked, "Come on, Frank, what's your best Christmas?" Frank said, "The best Christmas I ever had was when I didn't even get a present." The others were surprised. They had to hear the story. Frank began to talk. "I grew up in New York. It was the Great Depression, and we were poor. My mother had died when I was just 8. My dad took a job, but he only worked 2 or 3 days a week, and that was considered good. We lived in a walk-up and just barely had enough food and clothes. I was a kid and didn't really notice. My dad was a proud man. He had one suit. He'd wear that suit to work. When he came home, he'd take off the jacket and sit in his chair wearing his shirt, tie, and vest. He had this big old pocket watch that had been given to him by my mother, and he'd sit in his chair, the chain from the watch hanging out, connected to the fob in his vest buttonhole. The watch was his proudest possession. Sometimes I'd see him just sitting there looking at this precious watch. I bet he was thinking of my mother. One year I was about 12, and chemistry sets were the big thing. They cost $2. That was big money, but every kid wanted a chemistry set, including me. I began to pester my dad about it a month or so before Christmas. You know, I made all the same kid promises. I'd be good, I'd do my chores, I wouldn't ask for anything else again. My dad would just say, "We'll see." 3 days before Christmas, he took me to the carts. This was an area where all the small merchants kept their street carts. They'd undersell the stores, and you could get a good buy. He'd take me to a cart and pick out some little toy. "Son, would you like something like this?" I, of course, would tell him, "No, I want a chemistry set." And we tramped to nearly every cart, and him showing me some toy car, toy gun, and me refusing it. I never thought that he didn't have the money to buy a chemistry set. Finally, he said, "We'd better go home and come back the next day." All the way home, I pouted and whined about the chemistry set. I repeated the promises. I said I didn't care if I ever got another present. I had to have that chemistry set. I know now that my dad felt guilty about not being able to give me more. He probably thought that he was a failure as a father. I think he blamed himself for my mother's death. As we were walking up the stairs, he told me that he'd see what he could do about getting me the chemistry set. Well, that night, I couldn't even sleep. I could see myself inventing some new material. I could see the New York Times, "Boy wins Nobel Prize." The next day after work, my dad took me back to the carts. On the way, I remember that he bought a loaf of bread and he was carrying it under his arm. We came to the first cart and he told me to pick out the set that I wanted. They were all alike, but I went through them like I was choosing a diamond. I found the right one and I almost yelled, "This one, Dad." I can still see him reaching into his pants pocket to get the money. As he pulled the $2 out, one fluttered to the ground and he bent over to pick it up. And as he did, the chain fell out of his vest. The chain swung back and forth. No watch. In a flash, I realized my dad had sold his watch. He had sold his most precious possession to buy me a chemistry set. He sold his watch, the last thing my mother had given him, to buy me a chemistry set. I grabbed his arms and yelled, "No!" I'd never grabbed my dad before, and I certainly had never yelled at him. I could see him looking at me, a strange look on his face. "No, Dad, you don't have to buy me anything." The tears were burning in my eyes. "Dad, I know you love me." We walked away from the cart, and I remember my dad holding my hand all the way home. Frank looked at the men. "You know, there isn't enough money in the world to buy that moment. You see, at that moment, I knew that my dad loved me more than anything in the world." That's the way God loves us. He didn't just say it, he showed it. He gave the most precious thing anyone could give. He gave his son. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.